When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
81-77 Miami winners here, and the head coach Jay Lucas is with me. And coach, I'm not even entirely sure where to start with this one. That was one heck of a ball game, and boy, your team, they don't flinch. They did not in this game. There were some moments down the stretch there where it looked like Wake Forest was going to be able to pull away a little bit, but your guys just don't flinch.
Yeah, nah, they battle. They battle. They're showing their grit. They're showing their toughness. And the thing I'm most excited about is they're showing their togetherness. Mm-hmm. And in games like this, you can't win if you're not connected. And they've just continued to show that time after time. And I was proud about them because it was on the road tonight.
You know, we talked about in the pregame that you were going to need some guys outside of the starting five to step up for you. And I think you got that tonight. Timo comes in. And he had a few big ones for you guys, but Dante Allen, man, not just obviously the steals at the end, the big steal that set up the game winner, but I just thought he gives you a boost of energy.
He just made of the right stuff, you know what I mean? And that's what I love about Dante, and I'm so excited he's a part of our team, and he's the first person I recruited when I got the job, once he decommitted and stuff. But he just has winner qualities. I've watched him play the last 3 years, almost every game, by recruiting other people, and I always said if I could, there was a place there, I was at that value what he did. I would go get him, and that's what I did.
Trey Donaldson in this game just continues to be that veteran presence for you guys, and he goes to the line at the end. You guys needed two free throws to ice the game away.
Yep.
Didn't seem to bother him very much. The whole place is jumping up and down. He just walked up there, and he just has that stone-cold look on his face.
He does. He has that pedigree. He has that pedigree. If you watch him, his games at Michigan, his game at Auburn, he's done it before. So in those moments, I trust him because I've seen it. The data is there.
Coach, you crushed him on the glass in this game, 37-20.
Yep.
Talked about it in the pregame. You got to do the little things in these games, and the rebounding was a big key.
Yeah, it's a big key. It's a big key, and that's what we're built. You know, that's what we're built. Our team is built with size. It's built with physicality. You know, I'm going to take a line out of Coach Cristobal's page here, which he said it on TV, and excuse my language, but mass kicks ass. You know, and that's what this team is built. We're built to win in the trenches. We're built to win on the glass and the paint and from the free throw line.
Talk about in the paint and Ernest Uday. I mean, my gosh, he just continues to – and it doesn't necessarily always show up in the stat sheet, but he is down there battling on every single play. And he kept some possessions alive that you don't get those plays, you don't win this game.
He competed. And Ernest has done a great job, especially since he's gotten back from the break, of working on his free throws.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the line, was 4-4. That's huge. And then he gets another double-double, just finishing some of those and catching the ball. You know, it's the little things, like you're saying, it's big. People may see it as like, oh, it's something. But those things are huge in the game and trying to win.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool that he went up and hit his free throws today. I know he struggled with those. I saw him working on them, you know, this morning. That's really cool to see him do that.
Yep.
And you certainly feel great for him. Let's look at the rest of this here. Coach Malik Renew, a little bit of a slow start in this game, but, man, did he deliver in this one. 18 points again, and he is lethal in the post.
He is, and we got to find ways to keep him out of foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to do a better job of staying out of foul trouble, too. But, you know, he is our guy, and down the stretch he's who we're going to go to and how we want to execute. A lot of it has to do with him and Trey putting him in that two-man game and getting him to execute out of that.
You know, Coach, we talked in the pregame about how difficult it is to win in this building.
Yep.
How does this feel? First time as a head coach, you come on the road in the ACC, and I know you know this conference very well, and this is a tough place to play. You come in here and get this big win.
It's huge. It's huge. And, you know, I've been blessed to have great people around me, including the players and my staff and the administration. They've made this transition as a first-time head coach. I don't want to say seamless, but it made it as easy as it can be. And I'm just blessed for the people that's around me that help me every day.
And we also talked about this, Coach. You said these games are going to come down to the wire, these ACC games.
Yep.
And I guess this is going to be the norm here going forward.
This is it. This is it. Every game. And it's just it's a testament to the league and the revamp that all the coaches and the staffs were able to do. We're getting talent in the league, and the new coaches come in, and they've made their teams extremely competitive. So these games, I think every game is going to be like this. And it makes it exciting for people to watch and also to be a part of.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that really benefits you, we talk about veteran experience, is you have guys that know how to win, that know what winning looks like. So you don't have to that's something that's kind of already there with a lot of those guys.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's the one thing that we tried to kind of target in the portal. We look deep in their pedigree, as I like to call it. Did they win state championships? Did they win where they were? Do they have winning qualities? Things of that nature. You can't. That's a skill you really can't teach, and that's what we look for, especially portal guys, but especially who we recruit, high school kids as well.
Well, Coach, congratulations here, 2-0 in the ACC. That was an absolute thriller, and we'll see you out on the plane.
All right, thank you.
All right, Coach Lucas here with us as Miami gets the 81-77 win, a thriller here from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.